Probably nobody on this team is more happier than you on the sidelines after getting a win like this in a playoff game for the first time, what, since 1978 that we won a first-round playoff game and onto the second round.
Best of my recollection, that's the truth. And yeah. I'm happy, but I'm so happy for this team. And I'm happy for our coaches and just everybody involved because when you come into this, We talked about it. And you've been around us. You've seen how close we are. We lost a couple of games by 1 point. Then we lost a couple of playoff potential, getting us into the playoff games by 1 point. We've been so close. And these guys just have completely bought in and have done everything we've asked them to do. And it paid off. You know, it was complete victory. I told our guys, complete victory tonight. Offense and defense. We just did not back down. And every time I thought we were going to open the game up and just take the lead and just, all right, we're going to do this, we didn't. We had to face some adversity, but our defense had our back. Then offense would come and move the ball. I thought, okay, we're going to break it. We're going to break it, and then something would happen. And when you're in the playoffs, you're playing really good teams, and that means you're playing really good coaches. So their players are good players, and you don't get in the playoffs because you're a bad team. You get in the playoffs because you're a good team. And Signal Mountain's a good program. So it's been a battle with our team versus their team, just what we were doing up front. We found some things that worked, and they closed the gap really quick.
Yeah.
And what a heck of a play by Dylan Taylor. Harrison Carr, that was a great pass. Dylan Taylor makes a move on the guy, gets the pass. Wow. And then having the faith in our kicker to come out there and just kick a field goal to win the game for us.
And it was, close.
It was.
Yeah.
It's on the sideline, it took what felt like 10 minutes.
Yes.
To get through there. And I looked at the officials. I didn't even look at that. I looked at the officials. And when they started nodding their heads, that's when I went nuts because I knew it was good. Before they even put their hands up. Because
we were all up in the press box kind of looking, oh, boy, this is going to be it. Didn't look like he got it off really good. And then all of a sudden, the officials, just like you said, put those hands up and we're like, oh, wow, okay, we got it, you know.
But a good snap by Cole Higgins, good hold by Matt Bain, and then Jack Byford does what he does.
Yeah. And you talk about your punting unit, too. I mean, last week we had three miscues on punts, but this week.
Point of emphasis this week.
You knew they were going to send the house on that last Dylan Taylor punt, but your center was right there, Smithson snapping the ball, and Taylor was able to get it off.
And then Andrew Underwood comes out of the game, and we have to put Cole Higgins in there as an up back, no problem.
Yeah.
It's a punt off, changes the field.
Right.
And then Dylan Taylor seals the deal with the interception. I mean, just so many things in this game we're going to look back on and go, wow, look at that.
So we got to keep Dylan Taylor healthy.
That's right.
And the other good thing is the patience of your offense. You know, run. Knowing full well that you're wearing the defense down for Signal Mountain, and it just was a methodical thing. Toward the end of the first half, you guys get the ball back with about 3 minutes left to go. You whittle the clock down and didn't come up with anything. But the important thing people forgot is that you're getting the ball to start second half.
Exactly.
And you're hoping that Signal Mountain doesn't try to get a block going by onside kick.
Well,
but
we found some things that were working right there before half, and that's usually our MO. We find some things that work right before half, then it's halftime. And then they get time to get coached up a lot. So the very thing that we were taking advantage of, we come out, and number 33 was their best defender. He was one of the guys that we had to scheme against a lot. And we were trying to get him out of position, and we started doing that. And our guys were going, Coach 33 is over here. Coach, we got it. We started calling plays away from him, towards him. And one regret, we tried something just a little bit different, and 33 was on the wrong side of that. Probably should have called a timeout. And we knew that drive we scored the field goal on was probably the defining drive, that we're going down, we're moving the ball. And we tried one different formation that we knew was questionable, but we did it, and they were not a good position for us to be in, and they stopped us right there. That's when we went for the field goal.
Gotcha. Of course, next week, tough task. You guys are celebrating this one, but next week you got Loudon.
That's right. The great thing about having Giles County in your region, you've played one of the best teams in the state.
Right.
So you know what the measure up is to. I mean, Giles wiped through our region, like, scoring points left and right. We played a heck of a first half against Giles. I think this football team, we go back and play the schedule again, it's a different game for every opponent that we play. So Loudoun's going to be really tough. They're going to be well coached. They got a heck of a quarterback, but you got to play the game.
Right.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. So that's going to take place next Friday
at Loudoun,
and it's going to be 7 o'clock
Eastern time. It'll be 6 o'clock Central time. It's all local times.
And how do people go about getting tickets? Same way they got tickets.
They go to the TWL Stoic website. They can buy their tickets online there for I'm assuming it's the same price, $8 there. Or $10 at the door. We'll get some information from Loud, and I'll put it out to you guys.
Okay, sounds good. Well, good luck next week.
Thanks, Keith.
Great win this week.
Thank you.